The end of the gospel reading today, we hear a statement that might strike us as being a bit odd. That is, our Lord tells this man who had been paralyzed for 38 years and lying there at the pool of Bethsaida to sin no more, lest something worse overtake him. Now, is that a statement that the reason he was paralyzed was because of his sin? We don't know that. But what we do know is that having something happen to your soul is far, far worse than having something happen to your body. So it is true this man was paralyzed for 38 years, and it's a horrible affliction, obviously. But if that was going to make him a saint, perhaps what that did actually was keep the man from committing sins. We don't know what his weaknesses are. We don't know what his penchant to sin was. Maybe God in his mercy actually did this to keep the man from sin, because if he had the opportunity, he would have done it. How many of us wind up in that same boat? Maybe we're not paralyzed, but if we had the opportunity, by golly, we'd be out there sinning with the best of them. So God in his mercy puts us in situations to help to keep us out of that. Some of us don't cooperate very well. Perhaps that was this man's problem. He wasn't cooperating. He wanted to stop sinning, but he really didn't want to stop sinning. So God allowed him to be paralyzed. There's a situation that I know of. There was a priest who was committing horrible sins, and he truly wanted to stop, but in his weakness, he just kept giving himself over to these horrible things. And so he asked God to do something to make sure that he wouldn't do these things anymore. The man became quadriplegic. He couldn't do them anymore. He was too weak on his own to be able to do anything, and God answered his prayer. Now, that's not the normal way that things would work, because there was no virtue in what this man did. No virtue at all. Because if he had the opportunity, if he wasn't paralyzed, he would have been out there sinning, and he knows it. God wants us to grow in virtue. He wants us to work at overcoming our sins. It's exactly what we hear in the first reading. That if somebody has given themselves over to wickedness and then they have a conversion and they decide that they're going to start doing what's right and just, that person's sins can be forgiven and they're going to live. But what we need to be careful of, because of the world that we live in, is that if we're trying to do what's right and we keep looking at what's going on around us and we get frustrated because we don't see that God is intervening, he's not putting an end to all of this evil. He's not doing it the way that we think that it ought to be done. And then we do something really, really stupid, like say, well, if God's not going to do anything, if he doesn't care what these people are doing, then I'm going to start doing what they're doing. I need to fit in after all. I mean, if I'm trying to be Catholic, I don't fit in very well with all these pagans. So if I start acting like them, then I'll have more friends. And then we lose our soul. That's exactly what the Lord said in the first reading. If the just man starts doing things that are wicked, he's going to die in his wickedness. So we live in an opportunity right now where it's not easy, it's not fun, but it is such a blessing. Because all of this evil that's surrounding us gives us a great opportunity to become saints. We have to practice virtue because there is so much that's pulling against us. If everyone around us was Catholic and everyone was doing great, it wouldn't require any virtue at all, because we're hanging around with everybody who wants to do what's right. We help one another do what's right, which is what we should be doing, but it doesn't require any virtue because nobody was really pulling us the wrong way. We're living in a world that's gone the wrong way. If we're going to go the right way, it's going to require a ton of virtue. So we have to make that choice. Now that means whatever weaknesses we have, there's a lot of temptation because it's everywhere around us. That's a challenge. Now we could do what that priest did and ask God to do something and wind up being paralyzed. I don't think most of us want that either. So we need to make a choice to stop sinning. We need to make a choice to repent of what we've done. We need to make a choice to get on the right track. Otherwise, the Lord's going to look at us and say, you know, quit sinning or something worse is going to befall you. That would be the tragedy, that we would die in our sin and lose our soul. It's not what the Lord wants for any of us. So that's the choice we have to make. That's what we recognize in that first reading. It's even what we recognize in that statement of our Lord. We have a free will. We know what God wants. We know what He doesn't want us to do. But He's the one saying it's our choice. So virtue and vice are being placed before us every day. We have a choice to make. And it has to be a radical choice. We really need to look at it just as that priest that I told you about. Yeah, he couldn't sin anymore in a physical way. He could still sin in his mind. He could still sin in his desires. There still needs to be a purification. There still needs to be the choice to say, I do not want this. I want it out of my life. Not just physically, but even in my desires. And so when the Lord looked at that man after 38 years and said, do you want to be healed? Notice that the man didn't answer him. He didn't say, yeah, I want to be healed. No, he didn't answer. So when the Lord looks at you today and says, do you want to be healed? Whatever your sin happens to be, do you want to be healed? What are we going to say? Well, I really kind of like my sin, and yeah, I kind of wish it wasn't there, but I really like it. No, I don't want to be healed because I like my sin too much. Not a good answer. The Lord wants to heal us. The Lord wants us to be virtuous. The Lord wants us to be saints. That's what He's giving us the opportunity to do. So I guess let's reword the question. Do you want to be a saint? Is that what you want? It's what God wants for you. Is that what you want? Because He's not going to force you to do it. If we want to be saints, that means we have to reject our wickedness. It means we have to strive to live good, upright, holy lives. It means quit sinning, lest something far worse befall us.